Well, there are husbands all over the country that are sad because Brookstone was one of the last places you could go off and hide when your wife was shopping in a mall. But they're going bankrupt for the second time in 4 years, closing all of their mall stores. But of course, what everybody remembers, what I remember anyway, the real fun place to go was Sharper Image, stuff you had never seen before, stuff you didn't think could be manufactured. Richard Thalheimer found all of these great items, and he's the former CEO and chairman of the Sharper Image Corporation, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hello, David. Good to be here.
Good. I love you, and your company. You really transitioned from a catalog company to a bricks and mortar retailer. But I always thought that was the great thing because you could go in and see and touch and pick up items, and I ended up spending more money than I would have in a catalog. What happened to those days?
Well, thank you for that compliment. It was maybe the center of the mall for the guys, for sure. And our rival, our arch rival, Brookstone, of course, was the other one in the malls. They started off as a garden store. We were more electronics oriented, and they eventually sort of became morphed into looking more like the Sharper Image. And the two of us sort of fought it out for years in the malls, and I guess today is their bankruptcy day for the second time.
Yeah, but people don't need to pick up and touch things anymore. I mean, you've got a successful retail site, Richard Solar, which is online, but I always thought there was something about being able to touch and pick up and actually use an item. People don't need that anymore?
No, they do, but let's remember, for a retailer, the comparable store sales, that is, how's the business this year compared to last year, is crucial, because those sales need to go up 3 or 5 or 6% a year to make the business really work because of inflation and rising mall rents. And when 10 or 15% shifts online or goes to Amazon, that retailer loses that 3 to 5% growth every year. That creates a bad financial model. So they still want to pick it up, they still want to touch it, but there's just not quite enough touching going on to make those comp sales grow.
And then there's the items. I mean, you all always had exclusive items, or I'd never even contemplated of needing. And now there's a certain ubiquity. I mean, I go to Europe and I see the same things that I see in the United States. You can't even, it's hard to know what to bring back as a gift from when you're out of the country, because you can get the same things here.
And isn't that the truth? And I noticed when I looked at the Brookstone website this morning, they're still selling a lot of the same things that we sold at Sharper Image and that they've been selling for years, which is massagers and luggage and sound conditioners and air filters. It really hasn't changed a whole lot. What has changed, and it began in 2001 with the introduction of the first Apple iPod, what has changed is these digital devices that we're also addicted to, our iPads and our iPhones. That's what's changed. The other categories haven't changed that much.
Is there nothing new under the sun?
Well, it's, you know, there are, but it's all chip-based and digital-based, and those are being made by the Apples and the Android producers. When you go out and spend $700 for a new iPad or $1,000 for a new iPhone 10, it definitely sucks away some of the spending that you might have put into a massage chair. It just does.
I guess, you know, it's hard to go out and beat the bushes and find all the new items. You must have been in a position where they were rushing to you and saying, don't you want to carry this new item that I've just dreamed of?
That's absolutely correct. That is true. And one thing I've noticed a lot at Richard Solo even is that when a new concept or a new product comes out, it usually comes out from several Chinese factories at the same time, and it's usually available on Amazon from several sellers. And it's hard to really be unique other than you see a few, like this air filter called Molecule has been advertised a lot recently. That's been sort of an innovative air filter, and that's sort of a new product. But there haven't been a whole lot of new innovations outside of the Apples and the Android.
You know, one area we've looked at is Kickstarter and some of these other group funding sites, and there seems to be a certain amount of novelty over there. Have you paid attention to those?
Yeah, I see that. Though they always strike me as niche producers of some twist on a given concept that's already out. But yeah, I see it.
And they always seem to be in the position where you have to kiss a lot of frogs before you can find a prince. A lot of those things never get made, too.
Yeah. And you know, we've talked about maybe lack of innovation, but we should also touch on the changing landscape of the retail mall, which is that because of the difficulty in building comp sales, malls are empty. I think I read today on the Wall Street Journal that in 2017, 9,000 retail stores closed. So the malls are shifting more toward food and experiential things like a Dave and Buster's and less of just putting products on a shelf. So the retail malls are definitely changing.
Well, it was it was fun while it lasted. Maybe the next trend will be as fun too. But you've seen them all and done a lot, made a lot of innovation. Richard Thalheimer, the founder, CEO of the former Sharper Image, and now Richard Solo. It's good to have you with us always. Thank you, sir.
David, it's great to hear your voice and talk with you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.